A stock split changes the share count and the price. It changes nothing else. A stock split is one of the few events in finance that is purely arithmetic. The share count rises, the price per share falls proportionally, and the value of what anyone holds is unchanged. It is worth understanding precisely because it looks like something and is not. The simple version. In a stock split, a company divides each existing share into more shares. A holder who had 100 shares might end up with 200, and the price per share falls by the same proportion the count rose. Nothing about the company changes. Same business, same earnings, same total value. A holder owns exactly the same fraction of the company after the split as before, described in more pieces at a lower price each. The numbers. The Securities and Exchange Commission defines a stock split as an increase in the number of shares of a corporation's stock without a change in the shareholder's equity. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, Investor Education. The SEC's own example. An investor who owns 100 shares of a company trading at $100 per share will own 200 shares at $50 per share immediately after a 2-for-1 split SEC. On that example, the position is worth $10,000 before the split and $10,000 after it. Arithmetic on the SEC's example. Stated illustration. The SEC states that, unlike issuing new shares, a stock split does not dilute the ownership interests of existing shareholders. SEC. The SEC states that companies often split shares of their stock to make them more affordable to investors, which is the reason it gives, and the only one this article repeats. SEC. If the company pays a dividend, the SEC notes that dividends paid per share also fall proportionately after a split, so the total dividend on the position is unchanged. SEC. In a reverse split, the SEC says each outstanding share is converted into a fraction of a share. In a 1-for-10 reverse split, 10,000 shares become 1,000 SEC reverse stock splits. A split is different from an offering, which creates new shares sold for cash, and from a repurchase, which retires shares. Both of those change ownership fractions, and a split does not. Definition. See our prior coverage. Why this is the pure case. We have written about two other events that change a company's share count, and putting all three side by side makes each one clearer. An offering creates new shares and sells them for money the company keeps. The share count rises, the company gains cash, and every existing holder owns a smaller fraction than before. Something real happened. A repurchase does the reverse. The company spends cash to buy shares and retire them, the count falls, and every remaining holder owns a slightly larger fraction. Again, something real happened and cash left the business. A split does neither. No shares are sold, no cash moves, and no ownership fraction changes. The SEC's definition makes the point in one clause. The number of shares increases without a change in the shareholder's equity. The company took the same pie and cut it into more slices. That is why it is the pure case, the only event of the three where the arithmetic is the entire content. Then why bother? If nothing changes, the obvious question is why a company would do it. The SEC's answer is that companies often split their stock to make the shares more affordable to investors, and that is the stated reason this article repeats. The logic is about price per share rather than value. A share trading at a very high price is harder to buy one whole unit of, particularly where fractional purchases are not available. Lowering the per share price widens the set of people who can buy a whole share. Whether a split accomplishes anything beyond that is a genuinely open question. There is a widespread belief that splits signal management confidence, and that belief is an empirical claim this article does not evaluate. What can be said cleanly is that the split itself creates no value, because arithmetic does not. Same mechanism runs backward too. In a reverse split, the SEC says, each outstanding share is converted into a fraction of a share, so 10 shares might become one at a proportionally higher price. The arithmetic is the same arithmetic. The context the SEC describes is different. It says a company may declare a reverse split to increase the trading price of its shares, for example, when it believes the price is too low to attract investors or to regain compliance. One detail the SEC flags is worth knowing. In some reverse splits, holders of small positions are cashed out, receiving cash in place of the partial share they would otherwise be left with, so they no longer own shares at all. The SEC also notes that investors may lose money from price fluctuations following a reverse split. The count arithmetic is neutral. What happens to the price afterward is a separate question, and this article makes no claim about it. The real cost lends on a number that feels like information. The practical value is knowing what not to conclude. The figures below are the SEC's example and the arithmetic that follows from it. A position of 100 shares at $100 becomes 200 shares at $50 in a 2-for-1 split, worth $10,000 in both cases. The price per share falling by half is not a decline, and a brokerage statement showing a lower price alongside a higher count is showing the same value. The fraction of the company owned is unchanged, which distinguishes a split from an offering and from a repurchase. If you hold a broad index fund, splits happen inside it routinely and change nothing about what the fund owns. The most useful thing to take from it is the habit of asking whether an event changed anything or only changed how something is described. Financial news contains a surprising number of the second kind. The company took the same pie and cut it into more slices. Everyone's share of the pie is exactly what it was. What this means? When a split is announced, the arithmetic is the whole event. A holder's position is worth the same before and after, and the price change is a consequence of the count change rather than a movement in value. The broader idea is that share count changes come in three varieties, and only two of them do anything. Knowing which kind you are reading about is most of interpreting it. What this is not. This is not advice to buy, sell, or hold any security or fund, and no company is named as having split or planning to. This is not a claim that a split signals anything about a company's prospects, management, or future performance. That is a widespread belief and an empirical question this article does not evaluate. This is not a prediction of any share price before or after a split of either direction. The share and price figures are the SEC's. Sources: U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Investor Education Glossary Stock Split. https://www.investorgov/introduction-investing/investing-basics/glossary/stock-split. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Investor Education Glossary Reverse Stock Splits. https://www.investorgov/introduction-investing/investing-basics/glossary/reverse-stock-splits. U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission Edgar Full-Text Search, where a company's split notices on Forms 8K, 10Q, or 10K can be found. https://www.sec.gov/edgar/search/.